If you're hearing the sound of my voice, you're watching Don Talk here on Channel 180, Spectrum Cable. Also, check us out on Roku, Spotify, iTunes, and Google Play. This episode has been brought to you by Night and Night Attorneys at Law. I'm Don, and my guest today is Laura McCandoss.
Hi, Don.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
She is the therapist at Coleman Family Counseling. So we're going to talk a little bit today about what's going on, you know, in the world, you know, with people are just so mad at each other and the mood is just wrong. Is it not?
It is.
Does it not seem wrong?
It really does. There's a lot of disconnection.
But first, let's talk a little bit about your practice. What got you started in this?
Well, I am a licensed professional counselor, and my partner is my mother, Annette McCann, and she, I guess you could say that she kind of got me started. She's been a licensed professional counselor in Coleman for 27 years, and she's owned Coleman Family Counseling for that time. So when I was an undergraduate, I was a German major. Modern languages and classics.
You might have seen her on here before.
Yeah, a long time ago. But and then I was like, I don't know what I want to do with my life, you know. And my mom just told me, you know, finish your bachelor's and then go to grad school. And so I did. My husband joined the Army, and that just was a great time for me to go to grad school. And so I did, and I decided I wanted to be a counselor.
That's fantastic.
Yes, and so went to grad school and never intended to move back to Coleman necessarily, but we moved around a little bit, of course, you know, because of the Army. Yeah. He got out of the Army, and my mom was like, why don't you come join me in practice?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was a no-brainer at that point.
Yeah. How's, you know, do you enjoy working with your family? Because not only do you do this, you also work at the florist part-time.
Sometimes,
that y'all own.
I love it. I mean, people ask us that a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's my mom and I have always been very close. Mm-hmm. I respect her a lot, and she respects me a lot.
Yeah.
We work very well together. We're similar in a lot of ways and different in just the right ways. Mm-hmm. So we complement each other well in practice. Also, my sister works with us now.
Yeah.
She's our office manager. We couldn't live without her. Mm-hmm. She does all of our billing, all of our scheduling, and we just do really well together. You know, we're good about telling each other when we need a break, and then we're good about saying when we need to talk.
Well, so, I guess that kind of goes with the territory, too,
doesn't it? It does, yes. I mean, it's a blessing and a curse to be a counselor and a counselor's child. Mm-hmm. I feel sorry for my own.
Well. But you know what to say, you know, and that kind of helps out, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I know most families, you know, especially some people I know, they just don't get along when it comes to working together.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they end up taking it home with them, you know, hey, you know, leave me alone, don't be talking to me, that kind of thing. And, you know, that can be really stressful. So I'm really glad to hear that y'all are able to,
especially
what y'all do.
Yeah, for sure. You know, if we had communication problems, it would probably be a problem, you know, to be counselors.
Yeah, definitely. Well, let's talk a little bit. How can people get in contact with you?
Well, we have a Facebook page. It's Coleman Family Counseling. Mm-hmm. We answer messages on there. If not immediately, there's an immediate response. And my office manager / sister will return messages and schedule meetings or ask them to call. We also have an active phone that she answers from 9 to 5 on Monday through Thursday and 9 to 2 on Friday.
Okay.
So that's a lot of where we do our scheduling. Oh. And we also have a website, which I'm really proud of because I built it.
Fantastic.
Well, Squarespace did.
Well, still. Good job.
It's ColemanFamilyCounseling.com.
Okay.
And you can go on there and reach out to contact and also fill out forms that go directly to an HIPAA approved, secure email.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Laura, and we'll talk a little bit more about mental health when we get back. This episode has been brought to you by Night and Night Attorneys at Law. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back to Don Talk. This episode has been brought to you by Night and Night Attorneys at Law. We're here with Laura, and we are still talking therapy and counseling and just mental health in general. And I wanted to ask you, you know, with our trying times that we're having now, what are some of the things you're seeing that are really just standing out during these times? Like, what really, What makes you think, wow, I can't believe this?
You know, this is during pandemic times, which is unprecedented. Mm-hmm. You know, we tend to see kind of a mirror put up to issues that are already there. So the things that we've been seeing are, for example, like extreme loneliness, isolation, even especially with OCD, if you think about like the way that people like normally wash their hands and their cleanliness, it just escalates when they think about a virus, you know, just
naturally, you want to be sanitary.
Exactly. Yes. Overwhelm. We see a lot of parents and parenting, you know, with kids home all the time and parents having to take over homeschooling. That's been a really big issue for a lot of parents, and it's overwhelming. And with kids, we see a lot of kids and teenagers. At first, in March, they were super excited.
Oh, I'm sure.
To be out of school, you know. And now it's getting to the point where they're like, I got to get out of here, you know. And
You don't realize how much structure in your life really affects you, you know.
It really does.
Day-to-day routine really is important.
And kids really need structure. And school does a lot for kids as far as structure goes. Mm-hmm. And so we've seen kind of an increase in anxiety, an increase in depression, increase in both combined. An increase in symptoms of bipolar disorder and OCD, and it just seems to be that, you know, like I said, like a mirror is just kind of, you're able to see what the issue is, and it's amplified.
Yeah, I mean, there's only so many times you can play Fortnite.
I know.
You know, or it's just the same old, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And structure, like you say, is so important, and not in only in children's lives, but adults' lives.
It really is,
And, you know, what are some of the things that we can do, you know, if say I feel so desperate,
right,
and I don't know what to do, and I feel lost. What is something good that people can do?
And I'll say first, and I know that it's not a shameless plug, I promise.
Oh, no.
It's, you know, I'm a big advocate for counseling, and we have a lot of really good counselors in Coleman, and most of them take insurance, and your insurance probably covers. So I think it's important to know that you can call and set up an appointment, even a consultation, a first appointment, just to kind of get your feet in the water. But that just helps with discussing the issues and getting them out on the table.
Yeah.
And then our job is to take those pieces that you've given us. I use the analogy of a closet. You know, you've kind of gone about your way, shoving everything into your already messy closet.
Yeah.
And you come into our office and we, for better or worse, make you open the door. Hopefully it's when you're comfortable. Usually that's the case. But you open the door and everything just comes falling out of the closet. And then it's our job to help you put everything back or figure out the things that don't belong. Put everything in an organized way.
And, you know, like you said, you can call for a consultation. Mm-hmm. You may not like that person at first.
Yes.
You know, that's another thing. When you're selecting somebody to talk to, you know, it may not be the person that you like.
And we have a lot of different personalities of counselors in town.
Exactly.
And different types of counseling, things like that. But I also have some tactical ways, practical ways to...
Let us know.
Because I know sometimes counseling is not an option. During this time, I mean, while we are offering video sessions, it's really hard for parents to get time to set aside for counseling. So we have several podcasts that we suggest. And if you go on our Facebook page, Coleman Family Counseling Later, I'll make a list of those. And also, there are a couple of different actual techniques that you can try. I use the grounding technique, the 5-4-3-2-1 grounding technique a lot, which is you just sit down, sit still for a second if you can, take a deep breath, and try to focus on five things you can see. So right now it would be lights, clock, table, Dawn.
Okay.
One more, you know, and four things you can feel. So pants, table, heat, something else. Three things you can hear, the whir of the traffic, silence even counts, and your own thoughts. You can focus on that. Two things you can smell, and then one thing you can taste. And the thing that that does is it just kind of gets you out of your head for a minute and into your senses.
Okay.
So you just have to focus on something tangible.
It's kind of like going for a run, except you're sitting still.
Yes. Okay. I mean, it really is, you know, because running's really good too.
Yeah.
And walking, being outside. But it really gets you kind of grounded in your own senses, which are there to protect us anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, Laura, we're running short on time. Okay. Thank you so much for coming
in today.
Thanks
for having me. It was great.
Again, folks, that's Coleman Family Counseling. If you want to speak with Laura, she can help you with all sorts of issues that you may have. And or any of our other counselors here around Coleman.
Yes.
But if you do have problems, please seek help if you can. That's been it for our show today. This episode has been brought to you by 99 Attorneys at Law. Thanks for watching. Y'all stay safe out there. We'll see you next time.